Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. I'm going to make a quick announcement as we start the program today. I'm sure Don will be very pleased with this. We've been trying to get in touch with Donald Trump, and we've actually made some progress by posting up some material over in video over on his Real Donald Trump Twitter page. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to take some of the shows like today's show, and I'm actually going to convert it with rotating pictures, including pictures of both North Korea and other areas like Iran or the Uyghurs now in Western China. There's now a million... Other were in a prison camp under the control of the communist Chinese. My sister is married to a Chinese man who has some very intelligent children. In fact, one of them, Daniela, who actually invented the first technology in history to store power in gigawatts using compressed air systems and sold the system all over the world, had her PhD in plasma physics at 18 and her master's degree by 13. What we have to understand here, what's going on, is that China is acting very, very badly, not toward just the people in Thailand, in Tibet against Buddhists, but against the Uyghur Muslims in Western China and also against Christians. If you even try to evangelize one page of the Bible, and by the way, 80% of the new adopted Christians in the world are Chinese. 90% of them are Catholic, and 10% are primarily other spiritual denominations. But the fact is that 80% of the new Christians on earth are Chinese. And people don't realize they're persecuted there just as bad as the Christians were persecuted in the Middle East by Muslims there. And the Chinese basically are over the top now, clamping down with control with Mr. Xi and his new form of mixture of ancient Taoism, etc., and modern communism to actually create a new kind of a mixture that he considers a new philosophy called, 2025 plan for dominating the world economically, but also through artificial intelligence, which are trying to steal the technology from Silicon Valley companies and from dominating even other, quote, religious groups even inside their own country, which it's pretty disgusting, actually, the fact that they're doing this. And it's not surprising that I'm sure the Uyghurs would be pleased if Donald Trump would make some statements to get them a million prisoners released from prison, because the communist Chinese are not very tolerant people. Now, I'm hoping that we're making some progress with Donald Trump, because with the number of representations we put out in video that we dropped in his site, he's now releasing the FISA documents. He's probably going to start to force Rosenstein to recuse himself. He's taken a much harder stance to North Korea, which is good, because North Korea now is visiting. I saw the pictures today with South Korea. And the only way to prove this on the ground is to have on-the-ground not only monitoring the missile and the nuclear testing, etc., and start to dismantle them with on-the-ground verification. But also, we need humanitarian aid to feed the people. Down the road, they're going to have all this big economic help with their coal and separation of strategic minerals, which you talked about because you're an expert geographer, etc., on mineral analysis and what's the amazing amounts of money that could be available for the North Koreans. And they're extremely inventive people, but what I see happening is Donald's starting to listen. That's good, because I don't think his speakers around him or his, if you want to call it, advisors are giving him the full tilt of information he needs, because he's a very intelligent man, but he needs to have the options of knowing what's really going on before he proceeds. So I'd like you, John, to kind of summarize, because this is going to be converted to a video, of what you would say. Now, you see this latest article we have here, which is kind of interesting. It says, concealed destroyed information. This is about the 62 Americans that died, the Americans died on KEL Flight 007. Why is this important for Trump to know about this now?
Well, it's very important for him to know about this now for two reasons. First of all, because there are three nice white boys, two of whom are in his administration and the other who's being nominated for Supreme Court Justice, who were affiliated with Dr. Condoleezza Rice,
right,
who had earlier suppressed all of this information,
right,
during the first Bush administration.
Right.
Concerning the Americans, the 62 Americans aboard that flight who did survive.
Right.
Because she was more concerned about Chevron's $10 billion development project in Kazakhstan, in Central Asia, where vast...
Well, she's got major shares in the company, too, doesn't she?
Yes. She was on the board of directors in 1991. And so when President Bush met with Boris Yeltsin in 1992... she was present. She speaks Russian fluently. And she altered some of the information that Boris Yeltsin was talking about, statements related to KAO Flight 007. And up until, I would say, 10 years ago, we didn't have a clue, the rest of the world, that there were any survivors, that... we were under the impression that KAL Flight 007 was destroyed in midair on September 1st, 1983. And as a result of suppressing this information, Dr. Rice was able to work out deals with Moscow and the Commonwealth of Independent States for the oil and gas leases in Central Asia. And when things didn't work out exactly the way she had hoped for a pipeline from this landlocked region of the world, she was able to manipulate things when she was the second President Bush's national security advisor, and large numbers of U.S. Service personnel, military personnel, were then deployed to several nations bordering along the northern Afghan border of Central Asia.
Yeah. So, and what you're demonstrating here, let me stop for a second. You've demonstrated that there's evil people like Condoleezza Rice who've got a buy-in to the corporations and will be willing to lie and even alter history and in communications with the top people in government to have their way. So transnational corporations and banks have literally, I call it the bankocracy, where these bank and major corporations basically have decided to change the policies of governments, including ours, and they put it, the safety of American people or a correction of the history on the back seat, so which is really dangerous, isn't it? Because if we don't face these music about what happened back in 1963 now, we're going to have future incidents, whether it's under Putin or some future Russian leader, especially now because there hasn't been a full thaw of the relationship, because with Russiagate and all the other foolishness going on, things that Trump could have done with Russia to prevent a future thermonuclear scalar and geoclimatic warfare with Russia, we're not doing that. In fact, this is actually increasing the danger of future conflict and also not protecting what I call defensive Earth strategies from a coronal mass ejection or climate change or a pole shift, or anything else that could be a major super plague like the one that Bill Gates talks about a super plague. We're not preparing for anything, are we?
No, we're not. And in retrospect, Chevron's $10 billion development project in Kazakhstan probably trickled down to some extent to build up Putin's armed forces.
Right, and here's another thing. Did you know that the tsunami, I think it was, 7 years ago that happened, it struck around Christmas Eve in Asia, that tsunami, did you know what was caused by British Petroleum, what they did?
Yes.
They pumped out the oil and they put down material, which is seawater, a different specific gravity, and they were told this could cause a subduction fault zone fall where the ocean floor fell, 800 or 900 meters, and it actually caused a tsunami. People don't know this. It was actually the oil company's policy of pumping into the fault zone where they actually pumped the oil out, putting seawater in the place of actually higher viscosity oil, and that's caused the tsunami.
Yes, it has a different
specific gravity.
Specific gravity or density, and causes catastrophic effects.
Right, and we know this. In fact, they were warned in advance to do it, but they did it anyway. Yeah. Just like the Vietnam War was created by oil companies who wanted to get control of the oil in that region of the world. And the same powers that be were doing this game back with, you know, Condoleezza Rice, and these people are still in the background, you know, pushing PNAC, the Project for New American Century, and their globalist policies.
Absolutely.
At the deficit of our American population and even our military operations, just look at what's going on in Afghanistan. $68 billion spent last year for our contractors and our troops, and we're trying to make a peace treaty with the Taliban? How crazy is that?
And that all goes back to KAO Flight 007 being suppressed to the American people.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
So we're going to convert this to a video. I think the questions I would ask today is KEL flight. If we asked the proper questions back then, we probably wouldn't have had Ruby Ridge, Oklahoma City, and 9/11. Yeah. Now what's coming is, especially with the consternation now, the response to the left and the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans to Trump releasing the FISA documents and declassifying was going to be panic on the other side. They're already panicking. See, some of their behavior is so bizarre, it defies common sense, logic, decency, and is a form of public psychosis. Now, why is this dangerous? It's because they're willing to do anything, and there's billions of dollars involved here, and there's giant funds, for example, Beto O'Rourke trying to fight against Senator Ted Cruz, and you better have lots of support from Trump, because if Beto gets in, it's going to really screw up Texas. And people don't understand there's hell to pay here. Now, if you have a geoclimatic disaster, like, say, a pole shift or a coronal mass ejection or a major climate problem, Ireland, for example, is down to 70 days of water left. Ireland's never been dry before. It's called a green isle for a reason. And people don't understand what we're facing now is end-time stuff. We're facing things which are geoclimatic disasters that the globals are aware of, but they're piggybacking their own crazy philosopher like carbon credits, etc., and controls of the population, including energy production. In fact, Obama has made the statement to African nations, don't try to industrialize like us, you'll turn the planet into Venus. This kind of craziness has got to stop. And it's not just their opinion. It is a form of insane anti-logic that actually puts us all in danger. It's like passing a fire axe to a wild man in the middle of a lifeboat, and he wants to put a hole in the bottom of the boat to let the water in.
Yes, and by the way, as you're well aware, South Africa is running out of water. Now,
right, well, this is all by design, by the way. Water wars, we talked about this with Deborah Tavares. I posted up a link, and within 5 minutes we had 11 hits. Now today it's like shooting up around 100. I guess by the end of the week it'll be over 1,000 hits, just taking your show an hour through yesterday. So I'm going to take our show today. What people need to understand, I understand and know things you're not going to hear on Alex Jones or any other show on this network or any other network on the planet.
No.
And you have to know, I know, three levels, okay, and this is unusual. Number one, I have a photographic memory and I have access to information science in every specialty. Number two, I have great people like yourself, John W. Spring, and other people inside the Pentagon, Homeland Security, and elsewhere that are going to give me classified information or just really intellectually valid information. And number three, God's given me the thing of what we call remote sight like the ancient prophets. If I pray and God gives me permission, I'm going to know literally anything about anybody, and there's no way for you to shield and hide it on me. Now, I have the intellectual and spiritual capacities to do things that are superhuman. Not because I'm wonderful, because I'm not. I got a pain-in-the-ass personality, and I talk over my guests, and I interrupt people, and I talk about things in social gatherings, which would be inappropriate to most people, because it's your yucky topics. But the people need to realize that someone like me needs to exist, because our society is going to be dying for lack of wisdom. Well, I'm a repository of wisdom. And I bring on wise people like yourself, John, because this information gets out because the population is only three gene changes away from H7N9 super plague next year, 2019, from killing billions of people on the planet. Just like, you know, disease X that Bill Gates talks about. You know, and he's trying to push vaccines. This guy's a nut. He wants to put genetically engineered mosquitoes with vaccines so when their proboscis is stuck in you, it's going to insert new genes. That's craziness. This is why the Gardasil vaccine is so deadly, because it's actually altering the genetics of the individual that's vaccinated, because it inserts the antigen generation messenger RNA to actually make the antigen in your body, which causes pseudotumor cerebri, autoimmune diseases, cardiac arrest, and death by cancer. Okay, so you need to understand these people are intellectual morons trying to pretend they're super geniuses or brainiacs. They're not.
That's interesting.
Well, and then the important thing, and I'm going to say this, is that other hosts and other guests on other programs, radio and TV, including, I'm sure, Fox would be terrified to have Deagle on. Can you imagine, and I use this analogy to make people laugh a little bit, having Deagle on your show, whether it be, let's say, Tucker Carlson or a Hannity or some big show like that, would be like bringing a loaded cannon with the fuse running and the cannon is aimed toward the captain's cabin. I'm going to say stuff and show it intellectually that you can't refute it, whether it's the controlled demolition of the World Trade Center towers in Oklahoma City or my personal, you know, horrifying experiences of being fired and death threats. I'm going to tell you stuff about being trained now almost 50 years ago by a bioweaponeer when I did my PhD in oceanography and genetics, okay, Dr. Robert Brown. I'm going to tell you stuff that I've been through. They say, well, how could you have been through all these places? I had one guy in Minnesota back in 1999 said, all the stuff you said over the last 6 hours, Deagle, sounds valid, but you'd have to be like 45 or 50 people. I said, God had control of my day timer. Well, why you? I said, well, there's a couple reasons, and I want people to know this. My ancestor, Moshe, right, he had a descendant who was taken away to Isfahan 2,800 years ago, and to honor the king of the Medes, he married the daughter of the king of the Medes and took on their tribal name called the Nymas. So I'm a Maronite Christian descendant through my mother, direct blood descendant of Moses, and there was a prophecy given to my ancestor in the Sanhedrin 2,000 years ago by Jesus himself, written down and passed out older than the Vulgate Bible or the so-called Aramaic Bible, that it would be a prophet as in the name, the mold of Moses at the time of the end would arise from that family line. That's me. Now, my ministry hasn't started yet. Right now I'm in pre-ministry, have been for years. But the first day of the peace treaty, which, by the way, this President Donald Trump has actually already ratified that he's going to actually not only build a temple or help the Jews build it, but he's a very apocalyptic man. Now, he's doing a lot of good things for the economy and so on, and we want him to become a Christian, but he's very much like King Herod Agrippa. And you must understand here now that rebuilding the temple, which is the abomination against the blood of Jesus and the desolation, which means giving territory to the Palestinians, is exactly what Jordan and Saudi Arabia and Qatar and everybody wants. Now, he's trying to stabilize things with North Korea and Iran, but the real issue here is much worse. And under Donald Trump, or shortly thereafter, he finishes his second term, the most dangerous AI system in the world is going to be released from Schriever Air Force Base, Falcon, Colorado, called the Virtual World Project. Now, I was taken specifically there and given a supernatural intervention to actually go to the city from which the Mark of the Beast would come back in 1994. And after a number of months, I got a bump top secret clearance, and you got to know, I know everything about the Mark of the Beast. Not some of it. I can literally give you hours and hours of data download. Now, why is this important? It's because when you show KOAL flights and all these other things, These are many different anomalies that go back right to the Civil War and thereafter of gradual creation of secret intel agencies, just like spin-offs, just like the first Queen Elizabeth I when she had her own intel and you want to call security forces working to prevent 18 different attempts to kill Queen Elizabeth I, to be called the Virgin Queen. She wasn't a virgin, by the way. She had a son, illegitimate, which is for Francis Bacon, who wrote a book called The Voynich Documents, which foretold the rise of America as a new Atlantis. We are. Right. And you need to understand these things. I don't know some of it. I know all of it. And I only do a data download once in a while of some of it. But you have to understand that Donald Trump is not only a good man, just like King Herod Agrippa, wanting to do the right thing and thinking about following, John the Baptist. He's proclaiming to have prayer in the White House. But he's also doing things that are very apocalyptic, including honoring his son, Jared Kushner, who's a Jewish Kabbalistic warlock. And if you don't understand these things, you're going to be very surprised by what I'm going to say.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The people might say, oh, I don't want to hear Deagle say that. I said, look, if you're sick with any health condition, you want my advice, whether it's a free, just starter consult to get away from all the toxic drugs. But I want to save you not only spiritually from what's coming, because what's coming is going to kill much of the human race. People don't know that. For example, Trump's not ready for the fact that these fires all over the world are not just here. The droughts in South Africa and Ireland and all the world, and these fires everywhere, because the earth is starting to go through what we call geoclimatic convulsions, and the globalists are amplifying the problem with policies related to carbon credits. Now, JEL flight is a good example, like 9/11. I tried to contact Dan Asner, because he had a bunch of psychologists and psychotherapists on his program we released September 1, and he's a leftist. He took the viewpoint of, why aren't people asking more questions about 9/11? He doesn't want to have his mind wander to where I wandered, because I don't mind asking questions that make me feel stupid as crap. That's the thing about wise people. They're not afraid to ask questions to make them realize their previous worldview was full of it. And people like Nikola Tesla and Albert Einstein, who was in the patent office working out special and general theory of relativity, these people are smart enough because, they just know how to do puzzles. I mean, that's the IQ test. You can train somebody in a few weeks to make them a smarter monkey to do puzzles. A curiosity index. Your questions, by the way, only come from your soul. Do you know they don't come from the brain? Questions only come from the higher self, literally created by God, your soul.
Yeah.
And if you're very inquisitive, God put it there because he puts a repository of wisdom to save civilization. In every ancient society, if you go back to Sumer in Egypt or Israel, the high priest was higher than the warrior king. Do you know King David was below Samuel and these other high priests? Did you know that? He was not the highest authority in the land. It was the high priest. The reason is, if he didn't consult them, he would bring the nation into destruction or go against the will of God. People don't understand that, do they? And our society, and that includes, by the way, this president, better damn well listen to me and to other experts like yourself, or he's going to screw things up. So far, he has not succeeded with North Korea. I've seen them kind of meeting. They're still doing their missile development. They're not destroying sites. There's no on-site corroboration. We're threatening Iran, And the way we're threatening them is actually going to guarantee a probable attack against Israel. And Israel will retaliate like hell. Do you know that every capital of every nation on earth has a nuclear bomb already embedded in the capital city? Did you know that? If they go to the Samson option, they're not just going to blow up, you know, Tehran and the Bushehr reactor. They're going to blow up everybody. And that includes, by the way, every city in Russia and China. Anybody who tries to attack them, they're going down. And people don't realize the Israelis have their own image satellite system, their space-based weapon systems, and they're no slouches, man. All the research in advanced space-based weapons and military defense in the last 20, 25 years is all being done by Israel. Did you know that? Our government contracts them to do it.
No.
Did you know that?
I am aware of this.
Yeah, and you know that every intel agency, every single department of our government is run by Israeli intelligence agencies, completely run by Israel. You know that there's not a department in the United States government that's not run by the Israeli intelligence? Not one. Whether it's Health and Human Services or Veterans Affairs or anything. Every single one, the security is run by Israel.
Yeah.
It's not surprising if you don't kiss their butt. By the way, Israel, by the way, is a proxy of the Special Activities Division of the CIA, which has various intonations and recreations. One of the latest ones was 9/11 and the Patriot Act and Patriot Act 2, but one of the previous iterations was the change that JFK was trying to do to the intel agencies to reform it so it wasn't getting out of control, which Eisenhower warned us when he was going out of office.
Yes.
The military-industrial intelligence complex.
Yes.
Now, the intelligence complex with AI is called the, drum roll please, the freaking Mark of the Beast. And believe me, the Mark of the Beast is not coming from Brussels or Moscow or Beijing. It's going to come from the United States. And I hope to God it's not going to come under either Trump's administration or thereafter. But things that he's doing are laying the groundwork for the end of the world. And he's not listening. He's listening to his son-in-law and to other people who are Jews. It's one thing to say, I want to keep the nation of Israel. It's quite another thing to say, I'm going to set up the abomination that desolates. Right? And if he was a real Christian, he'd understand this. But how many Christians understand that the rapture is to take evil out, not good? These idiot Christians that think somehow because their pastor tells them that they're going to be raptured up in heaven, but don't look down because earth is, ooh, what a mess. No, it's taking evil out so God's people can reproduce and have children down through the millennia and spread across the galaxy to get to know the wisdom and the beauty and the wonder of the Most High God. Their destiny is to become the bride of God. Called the Queen of Heaven, our destiny is to become co-equal with the Creator God of the universe, trillions of human beings down to the millennia across the galaxy and other advanced civilizations that we will evangelize. Our destiny is to become literally angels and energy flux density to bring God's wisdom to the beings of our universe. That's what our destiny is. We're ready to be the bride of the Creator God and co-equal with God Himself. Did you know that? That's our destiny. That's what Jesus talked about.
Yep.
The marriage supper of the Lamb. And people don't get it, that the devil is trying to make sure he kills us off and kills most of the human beings. And by having people like Trump that pretends he knows everything and has all these bad advisors that are globalists, they're Satanists. They want to kill us. If you don't think these geoclimatic disasters are amplified by space-based weapons and economic issues and poisonous vaccines and Roundup everywhere, if you don't think they're trying to destroy our biology and our human frailty. But people don't get it. They say they don't connect all the dots and realize all these things are happening because people like Trump are not listening. Are they?
So true. If we could only get him to listen once, he would listen every day, I think.
Let's put it this way. You and I and a collective of people need to be his Samuel. He needs to be able to dial us up, and I don't want 5 cents. I don't even want glory. I don't want any news media saying, oh, did he call up Deagle and John W. Spring and Lowell Ponte and other, you know, pundits that might know Scott Adams, who's a super genius in the news on Thursdays? Does he really want to get our advice? I mean, he doesn't have to take it. I tell people, you don't believe, I demand you not accept anything I say unless you do 2 things. You pray on it and you act and ask for God's confirmation of what you're doing is correct. Because there's 2 kinds of evil, and this is what they said in the garden. Do what thy will is the whole of the law. Is, you know, remember this British agent who was a Satanist? The fact is that the doing what you think is right in your own mind without consulting God is the definition of evil, and that's exactly what Donald Trump is doing. He's a high-level royal Irish Scottish Rite Mason doing what is right in his own eyes, And by the way, he's doing a fantastic job with the economy. That doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's good by any means. And people don't understand that. If he doesn't listen and he doesn't have a testimony, and there's three things to a testimony. Number one, you recognize you're a sinner, saved by grace only, no matter how smart you are or talented. Number two, you'll fight against that sin when it appears in other people. And number three, you suffer the scars of it. Career changes, loss of jobs, loss of friends and relatives, being shamed, physical attacks, maybe even death. If you don't have those three things, you're not a Christian, period. And they're always public. They're not something that's hidden. It's not like you'd be able to have a Bible in your room like he has with the room loaded up with, you know, Apollo sectors all over the place because he wants to recolonize Mars. Because ancient Mars was a human settlement of humans on Mars. And we went back in 1982, and I was told by this by the commander of Space Command, we've had a colony there since 82, but there's been ancient human civilizations for tens or hundreds of thousands of years. Human beings have been on Mars for a long time, and we lost Mars in an ancient galactic war. Now, you may not want to accept that, and you say, well, Deagle's not. Now, he's talking about space wars. Yes, Star Wars have happened in the past, and it's demonic and planetary and galactic and transdimensional, and it's evil as hell, and people don't want to believe that this really did happen in ancient time, but every high-level Mason knows it. That's why there's an obelisk in front of the Vatican, in front of the White House, about the phallic symbol of the erect phallus of King Apollo, the king of Mars, they want to resurrect and bring back. Just like Semiramis of Nimrod in the Babylon, in the Bible.
Yeah.
People don't get this. I connect all the dots. And Trump, if you don't listen now, man, you're going to listen later in the judgment seat, because God's going to wink his finger over and say, get over here, Deagle. Get over here, John W. Spring. Did you say this on this show, and did he listen to you? You're going to listen one way or the other, but you will listen. Hopefully, less humans will not only lose their life, but lose their eternal position with you in heaven. Because what I'm here fighting for is not just the salvation of America, but human race.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I did a lot of ranting this show. I wanted this last segment here. I want you to kind of explain. If you're going to give Trump points before the 50-some days to the midterm elections, what he has to do now to get himself up to speed. There's three areas. Number one, he's got to clear the deck, and he started to listen by declassifying the FISA documents and so on, which all the politicians have been calling for on the GOP side, and Mr. Schiff and the other maniacs and the news media are going bananas over it. Number two, he needs to start building the wall with the Pentagon and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And thank God he actually blocked all the illegal opiates, but he has to realize that the carfentanil is coming in from China, and it's being brought in by our intel agencies. Our intel agencies are so evil, they're doing these self-inflicted wounds. For example, you know the toy story company that's out of business now called Toys R Us?
Yeah.
If you look at the Special Activities Division, the SAD, which is the latest incarnation since 9/11 of the CIA, that's now not under the control of the CIA director. The SAD does all these sad things. Oklahoma City, 9/11, and if there's going to be a major, you know, superstorm strike America, they won't use space-based scalar technology to prevent it from hitting us. They say there's 36 people dead. There's probably going to be a lot more dead before it's over in the Carolinas. This should have never happened. And I talked about this in previous shows that plasma technology like positron plasma beam technology could not only stop these storms, but also precipitate rain when you need rain. And you can actually steer these storms with satellite-based scalar technology, which I know exactly how they built it. It's based on quantum biophysics. It's based on scalar technology to move storm cells, seeing what's called torsion fields, which are like a space-time field that creates a torsion field to actually pull storm cells together into pinwheels and can move them around just like a joystick. People need to understand they've had this technology for around 50 years. This is nothing new.
Yes, and the same technology, as you pointed out on earlier programs, could develop a missile defense system for this nation.
Well, the thing I talked about was using the Gerald Bull super cannon and plasma rockets with a laser net interferometry system where these laser nets explode and grab and blow into little tiny shrapnel so they don't descend to ground these either missiles or missilettes or whatever, because there would be multiple target warheads. The systems that the Russians have right now can completely evade all of our current systems, and we couldn't stop it. If the Russians decide to be crazy enough to attack us, and of course, the only thing restraining them is that we have weapons in space much more dangerous than nuclear weapons. We can scan a city like Beijing with scalar weapons, gamma weapons, that'll kill everyone within the city with an accuracy down to a meter, without peeling the paint from the walls or wilting flowers in the windowsill. People don't know that. I was told that by a four-star general on July 10th, 1994, around 10:14 in the a.m. You need to know, this is real. This is ugly stuff, and people don't understand that Trump's not ready for any of it, is he? He's not ready for the geoclimatic disasters of rainfall stopping everywhere in Ireland and South Africa. You know that one of the biggest cities, was it Johannesburg, is running out of water too, isn't it?
Yeah. I have trouble hearing you clearly.
So Johannesburg is drying up too. I mean, not only is Ireland, but in Greece, look, the Greek islands, do you think Greek islands, all of a sudden they have a famine of rain? And remember, this is all by design. And the reason is the globalists are doing this on purpose because they know there's going to be a pole shift. And I'm going to put a video on this pole shift because there's pole shifts that have been kind of worked on and off up to a century. They've pulled the magnetometers across the ocean floor looking for U-boats in the Second World War, and they discovered zebra stripes along the interoceanic cleft because the rocks fuse, the magnetite in the rocks, you can tell if the pole has been shifted. But every so many thousands, tens of thousands, or hundreds of thousands of years, there's a major slip of the crust of the Earth on the mantle.
Yes.
That's going to happen soon. The evidence that I see with the methane release from not only all over the world, from off of, you know, Pendleton Marine Corps base on the coast here to the permafrost in the Arctic, all over the world,
yes.
The reason why the temperature is shooting up has nothing to do with SUVs or human, carbon credit generating people. It's due to the fact the Earth is about to go through convulsions.
Yes.
And the globalists know this, damn it. And what they're doing is Trump's not prepared for the fact we're going to have tsunamis strike the coast. If the crust starts moving, anybody living on the coast is going to get hit with giant tsunamis, maybe half a mile high or quarter mile high.
Yes.
Anybody living on the coast in any country on Earth is going to die. 80% of the world population lives within 100 miles of the coast. Tsunamis are going to mainly strike up to 5 miles in. So if you're not at 1,200 feet, which my house is, and you're at least at 1,000-foot elevation, you're going to die. Because when this starts to happen and the crust starts to move, the tsunamis and coastal superstorms are going to be, to make this one even in the Carolinas look like a party. That's how bad it's going to get.
Yes. By the way, this technology has existed since the 1930s, Dr. Deagle.
Right. They already developed it off the coast of Australia out in the South Pacific Ocean, so that if they didn't use a nuclear bomb on Japan, they were going to hit it with tsunamis, and they had tsunami bombs already ready. It was called blast wave accelerator bombs. And the Russians developed nuclear bombs with remote submarines. They can do nukes that can put a solid wall half a mile to a mile high, striking our coast and killing everybody up to 200 miles inland, depending on the elevation. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't, Dr. Deagle. It's a very scary situation, and yet the technology now exists to deploy such weaponry. And
right, but the thing is, you see, a multi-track, you have guys like Putin, who probably, on the one hand, wants to get credit and rebuild the Soviet Union. On the other hand, he wants the Soviet people to have babies. Okay, well, guess what? Nobody's going to have babies or have extended lifespan as we're approaching the Rubicon, if you want to call it, of crossing that line so we can actually extend the human lifespan and make the vast majority of people live over 100 years. Guess what? We're never going to get there because we're going to die of a thermonuclear war, pestilence, or geoclimatic disaster in the near future if we don't smarten up.
That's so true, Dr. Deagle.
We're not going to make it. We're going to have life extension. In other words, you'll look really good at whatever age you are, but you're going to die.
Yeah. By the way, I hope a more public expedition goes to Mars to verify the thermonuclear wars that existed before.
Yeah, you know what? Let me explain something that happened on Earth. If you go to Ashurbanipal, India, which is not near the big cities in India, in Western India, you can go to an area around 12,000 square miles where they'll still sell you trinkets of ancient sand that's actually been melted with nuclear warfare. And they sell you the trinkets and say, yeah, this is an ancient war about 12,000 years ago. Did you know that? You can go to India and they'll sell you the trinkets today. And they'll tell you from the ancient Book of the Dead and the ancient documents they have going back to the ancient Indian Empire, they knew there was an ancient war that occurred and nuclear weapons were used back then. Listen, the nuclear weapons are not new, man. We've had them before. We've destroyed the world before. You know, it's like Einstein's statement. You know, he doesn't know what will cause the Fourth World War will be a sticks and stones war. Yeah, because society has collapsed previously.
Yeah.
Now, what Trump is doing actually is almost, in a sense, inadvertently, because he's ignorant of these things, laying the groundwork for the New World Order. And I know they think he's a big bully. He's not bully enough. He should shut down Mueller. He should shut down media that are doing a soft coup. He should build a wall. He should deal with the factors and own an intel agency and need a completely clean house. These intel agencies are completely out of control. And it's not just the Department of Justice. It's the CIA, it's the FBI, it's the Special Activities Division. And guaranteed, if he gets too close, just like John F. Kennedy, they're the ones that killed JFK with the SAD combined with a contract through mobsters.
One thing unrelated: the Russian Red Star actually symbolizes the planet Mars, which is named after the god of war. And
right.
They want to keep that Red Star because they want to still militarize their nation and go to war.
We have to understand that high-level Masons and whatever religion you call on Earth, remember, Russia was set up by Jesuits who actually were controlling and getting rid of the religious Jews and wanted atheistic Jews. They're just like in the socialist country of Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
Do you know there were 124,000 SS officers that were basically atheistic Jews inside of Nazi Germany?
Yeah.
They just killed Jews. They killed religious Jews.
Yes, it was an ironic situation which we in the West cannot fully understand. But there were many so-called Jews that were
part of the SS.
Yes.
People don't get this. The same way when they went to Russia and we had the British and the Jesuit help to kill off the religious rabbis, they only preserved those that would believe in the Russian modus and their whole plan. Again, remember, it was run by the Jesuits, which again ties back to the Vatican.
Yeah.
The Vatican is one of the 12 seats under the what's called the Druidic Council of 13 that runs Earth for Satan.
Yeah.
So the current Pope is one of the chief guys that runs this planet for the devil himself. The Soviet Revolution was run by the Jesuits. People don't know that, do they? And the British intel agencies are working directly with the Jesuits.
Yes.
And these people were their cousins, by the way. Remember, that's why they look like each other, because they're genetically related. So the Tsars and Tsarinas were genetically very similar to the British and German royalty.
Oh,
their
yeah.
cousins.
All related to Queen Victoria.
Exactly.
Yep.
Saxe Coburg Gotha.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. and listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.